when you beat Ipswich the way we beat them, and we went down to Derby and Oakman Day, although we lost to Watford, we gave them a hammering for 70 odd minutes. So there's no doubt we can compete with these teams, but it's really tough for us, and we have to play a different way to a lot of them playing the Championship. But it's every game is a test for us, and Saturday will be the same against Wolves.
And after Chelsea night, is his confidence pretty high in the team?
Yeah, confidence has been high for a while. You know, we didn't come in doing handstands and getting party hats out when we beat Ipswich, and we didn't come in and phone in the Undertakers when we lost at Blackburn. So that's the extremities that people think it is. So it's my job as the manager to make sure that on the training ground that the people are focused on working on the next one as well as learning from the previous one. And sometimes managers say you learn more when you get beat. I think sometimes you learn a lot more when you win as well, because you learn how you could have either win more emphatically or how you could have affected the game earlier or later. There's different ways to looking at it, but we keep it very much on a level keel.
And you mentioned Jack Hunt, you said he's 50-50 touch and go. What's your gut feeling? Do you think he will be okay? Just going to assess it in the morning?
Yes, assessment from the medical team in the morning. You know, he's got some deep bruising in there, and he's come forward a million miles since Wednesday morning when he walks in. The medical team should be congratulated for that. But whether they can get him over the line to be ready and fit and able for tomorrow, we'll see tomorrow. I've said to them there's no pressure on this.
And to keep Fryers on loan until the end of the season, that must be a huge boost.
Yeah, I think he's got better every game he's played for us. He's quick, he's strong. We don't lose many aerial battles. He's taken a lot of while to get his performance game going because he hadn't played proper football. You know, we have to set his managers it. And the Championship and Leagues 1 and 2, and we all go around the country watching under 21 league football. It's false. It's not the real world, and it doesn't prepare anyone to be in the hub of a Saturday afternoon trying to get 3 points.
And are you pleased to have Conor Salmon back tomorrow?
Yeah, of course. Conor's a big character in our dressing room. He's a lad that's come, and he'll be loved here, and he'll be valued here. And if you do that with Conor, you get the best out of him. Conor Salmon's biggest attribute is the same as the number of players we've got, which is about his effort, his work rate, his commitment, his tenacity, and all the stuff that goes with that. But so is most of the players we've got.
And looking ahead, excuse me, to the Wolves match tomorrow, you know, they'll be fired up. They've already taken 3 points for a possible nine. That was out on the road. So are you going to take the game to them tomorrow?
Well, we'll certainly be having a go. It's never our strategy to go and pack in behind the ball, but there will be times we're going to have to defend properly. You know, Wolves are a very gifted team. I think they've got one of the best players in the Championship, and the boy McDonald, I think when they bought him from Sheffield United, they turned up with balaclavas and put him in a van and took him back to Molineux. He's that good. But I think you've got the boy Zaka, who's now back on the left. And they're back to what you would say is the Wolverhampton Wanderers team that we know, that's very effective, very good, the style of play. And they've got young Nuadiko, who we cherish and love as a person, and they've got the boy Afobe, and they could play both, they could play one of either. So we won't know what they're going to do until we see the team sheet.